Anonymity of the ancient sorcery system. Religions and sects, etc., had been received everything from either hearing or from visions and sometimes from different mental state experiences, so, they so far have given different answers to the religion and to the Creator God. In this universe, anywhere, the truth is always one. If all are presenting that one truth differently, then, it only gives the idea that they are not that one expected real truth. When this is the condition of religions, we can see still the vast space for a genuine inquiry. I have done that inquiry rather than accepting those words of visions of subtle beings blindly. So, naturally, you should expect a different answer from me than those religions contradicting visions and words. Secrets will be revealed only to those who inquire a case. If no inquiry, then, we bound to accept all the words, from all sides which are claimed on that case, but the truth will remain anonymous. Purpose of Omdeva's writings. I am not against any religion or sect, but only say that instead of giving more importance to belief and its ritual part, in every religion and sect, the more importance should be given to the essence part of them, that is the universal truth, love, and morality. My every word is aimed only at the well-being of all my brothers and sisters of this world. I do not like to see their blood is being spilled in the name of God and religion, which we all consider the representatives of the ultimate goodness. If we start spilling blood in the name of God and religion, then, where to go for a world peace, and whom to pray for a world peace? Religion is not a collection of people, but it is a collection of only good people. My attempt is only to show the reality of the existence of the ancient sorcery system, which has been trying to destroy the goodness totally from this world. For erasing goodness, it negatively influences, tremendously, the so-called sources of all goodness, the religions. This is a secret truth, and my duty is just to reveal that truth unto the world. If I finish this point in one sentence, people would think that I am dreaming. This is why I try to give some of the examples and contradictions from the existing sources. In brief, the ultimate aim is not forming any religion, sect, etc. of my own. Instead, it is my only desire that the blood of my brothers and sisters should not spill for that sorcery. Sometimes, I use straight words or show contradictions in the religions, etc., but that is only to make realize the dangers of this secret sorcery system, and this should not be mistaken for a deliberate attempt to degrade any religion or God. My request to those people, who speak in favor of my discovered secret truths, is that when they make realize others, they should not create a tone of hatred. The duty of cementing is not the breaking. So, I again request anybody, who tries to realize others about these secret truths, to use smooth words than harsh words, since the ancient sorcery is waiting for an opportunity to influence negative impulses within every mind. Most of the people argue that there cannot be common ideals. For this, they show different ideals of different regions and religions. This is a grave mistake because they still did not find a common ground for an ideal. Now, for example, forest dwellers also have their own ideals. If they started saying that their ideals are the greatest ideals, then will anybody agree with them? No, nobody, irrespective of religions or sects, will agree with that claim. Here, all civilized people together refuted that claim. For what reason? That is because everybody knows that forest dwellers behave rudely. They have no moral codes. Also, they kill other clans out of hatred. Now, every civilized human psychology, irrespective of religions or regions, demanded some universal traits for the ideal. In forest dwellers' behavior, we can see three major factors lacking, and they are the universal love, truthfulness, and morality. This gives a clear generalist picture that every ideal has a common ground or base, and they are those major three traits, the universal truth, love, and morality. If any ideal, including religious ideal, is lacking these three major basic traits, then, it cannot become an ideal at all. So, I try to remind here that the religions or philosophies without these ideals cannot be the religions and philosophies at all. It is also exposed that the two major factors, the feelings cruelty and immoral sex, are the driving forces of that ancient sorcery system. In the end, after a few centuries, it will make a marriage-less society in front of all these helpless religions. So, promoting the intimate love within the married life of all the people is now inevitable and essential. So, I do promote this all in my life. I am sure that the promoting of pure love and chastity within the married life, and kindness or universal love among people of this world, are the solutions essential to retain humanity as well as religion in the future. Crime is a crime, and no guilty should be unpunished, but here is another secret of that sorcery. The handiwork of that ancient sorcery pricks antisocials to accuse on good people and innocents. Blaming and accusing good people is a very dangerous act, because when a person accuses falsely on any good person, it becomes a destruction of the representative of the great ideals. If people do such things more and more, then, that society suffers from more vices. This is because, those people, whose minds fight between good and bad, after seeing accused scars on good people, mistake them for fallen people, loses all hope in positive qualities and pushes themselves into negative activities. Unfortunately, in every society, great personalities were being blamed and accused in their lifetime. So, beware of this sorcery system before pouring mindless accusations on good people. The entire humanity has been fooled by that sorcery system, with its easy weapon, exclusive beliefs of every religion and sect. Here, we must know the stupidity of human beings who blindly followed those meaningless beliefs without questioning. The sorcery system has been mesmerizing the world that the belief is the ultimate religious discipline, and forced them to hold belief as the foundation and the essence of every god and religion. Some religious people may argue that even the biggest sorcery cannot touch their religion because it was given directly by the omnipotent God. To clear this doubt, we give here some of the points of Omniva regarding this topic below. Some may claim that God's religion cannot be influenced by any kind of sorceries, but this is false, since the every religion explains the influence of demons and Satan in them. In some religions it is explained great sages were killed by demons, and even the gods were conquered by them for a long period of time. In some other religions, Satan influenced the Eve and Adam in front of the God. Still in some atheistic religions, the haunting army of the subtler negative powers also mentioned. Here, we need to know one fact very clearly, that if those subtler negative powers could influence gods, sages, angels, and the earliest prophet Adam, who was even under the straight guidance of God, then, what might be the conditions of later sages and prophets who were indirectly connected to God through some agencies? Thus the claim, God will not allow any sorcery to enter into our religion, becomes baseless. Above facts clear the doubt about the discovery of Omdeva that every religion has been influenced by the ancient sorcery system. To note. N.B. We have revealed many of the messages of Omdeva unto you now. There are some more messages, and we will upload those messages after some time. Sincere questions are welcome, and you will receive the answers after a few days in this same website, in the specified question and answer page. Omdeva is not willing to have any face-to-face interview with anybody. An interview is nothing but a mere questionnaire. So, we advise the people who are willing to interview Omdeva in person can send that questionnaire and receive the answers in the above said method. Aware and make aware.